The topic is passing with honors, checking and changing. And so we have different speakers speaking about the different subjects. The main title is passing with honors. Baba once spoke a Murli on this subject, and Baba said that the first 8 that are going to pass with honors will get 100% marks in all 4 subjects. Which are the 4 subjects? Gyan, Yog, Dharna, Seva. Then Baba said, the 100 that will come after that will get 100%, but they'll fluctuate a bit in the subjects. There'll be a slight fluctuation. And out of the 16,000, the first 2,000 will have 50% in 3 subjects and 25% in 1. Or it's like almost nil, 25%. That's the first 2,000 of the 16,000. So what do you think will be the last 2,000 of 16,000? Baba didn't say that, but if the first 2,000 get 50% in 3 subjects and 25 in 1, do you think we all can get 50% in all the subjects? Is it difficult? Difficult? What's difficult? Okay, if not the first 2,000, the last 2,000, they'll get probably how much? 50%? 25%? I don't think it will be more than 25%, all 4 subjects. If the 2,000, in the 16,000, the first 2,000 get 50% marks and 25 in 1, the last 2,000 would probably have 25% marks. Maybe 50 in 1. I don't know. That's for us to churn. But the question is it difficult to get that kind of marks? What do you think? Let's start with the lower end. First we enter. First when we become Babas, we want to be amongst who? First when we become Babas, we are amongst the 900,000. Right? Agree? Yes. So from 900,000 we want to move forward to 16,000. So we start from the low, right? Is it difficult? I'm not getting any response. The Russians translate. Is it difficult? Ah, fluctuates. Now, fluctuation is okay. Because you are not experienced, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to learn. When a baby learns how to walk, does he just start running? He's born and... No, they learn how to crawl and then walk and they fall down and they get support. And so even Baba gives support to the new ones. Does he not? You don't experience that? New ones are protected. But they don't know. But they are protected. The old ones are not protected. If we make a mistake, gone. You know, we are in trouble. But the new ones, because they are not experienced, they get a lot of support from Baba. Once, when I was studying in US, that's about 30 years back, I was sitting conducting meditation, and there was a sister in front of me, an American. And after the meditation, she jumps and says, Baba, talk to me. I said, yes, what did he say? So she goes, Baba is telling me, you don't try to jump out of the window. But if you slip, I'll catch hold of you. I said, yes, that's Baba. Because nobody else can think that way, you know. because I was just wanted to hear. So I asked her, are you thinking of jumping? Are you thinking of leaving? She said, yes, I was thinking, you know. So who got that thought? Who touched? It was Baba, not me. I don't even know what she is thinking. So Baba takes care of the new children. And I've also noticed, when you're in a bigger family and you have seniors, you don't experience Baba as much as when you're alone. When you're alone in a different country, further away, there's more protection from Baba because you don't have any other support. So never think if anybody is far away from a main center, far away from family, far away from seniors, never think we don't have support. We do have support, Baba's support. Now, you see, even in remembrance, all the four subjects, there is depth. All four subjects have depth. Just like we talked about knowledge yesterday, the knowledge was soul supreme meditation, drama, soul supreme drama. But the practical application now is where the marks come. How much do we practice what Baba says? I am a soul, others are souls. How much attitude do we develop that this is a soul? I am a soul. Do we look at the physical body? Do we look at the soul? My child, my family, my this, my... Baba says every soul is independent. So where does mindness come from? Practical applications, you know. Baba is there, we have the knowledge. How much support do we take from him? Do we say, my Baba, my support, or is it my teacher, my center, my this, my that, my job, my... What is your support? Because if supports are there today, tomorrow they are not there. They can shake, so will you shake also? Or will you say one Baba? Practical application. Drama. It's very nice to say drama when something happens to someone else. If you fall down, I say, oh, it's drama, you know, it's okay. When something happens to me and I say drama, nothing new. Practical application. So, applying knowledge in practical life, you know, this is where we get marks. Remembrance. Baba says remembrance. When we came 30 years ago, did we know what exactly remembrance was? We were told to chant. Think, I'm a soul, I'm in Paramdham, I'm going via the moon and the sun and, you know, reaching Paramdham. We thought that was remembrance. Then Baba spoke a Murli in 69, which was revised in 85, in which Baba gave three stages of remembrance. Baba said the first stage is point of light. When you sit at Amritvela, you visualize point of light. That's the first stage. If you can't do that, second stage, chit-chat. If you can't do that, third stage, churning. But what children do is, because churning is easy, they start churning. So there are three different stages, and each one has its own benefit. If you try to do, Baba's new children, I've noticed, some are good at visualizing, some are good at churning. So if you're good at visualizing, visualize. If you're good at churning, churn. But ultimately you will need both. Because if you're not able to concentrate on point of light, it's because, or rather Baba says, you need a good account of pure positive thoughts to be able to stabilize in that. So we need to accumulate that also. But let us say I'm gifted and I'm able to visualize the point of light for a few seconds. Then what am I going to do after that? And secondly, when obstacles come, a point of light itself will not be good enough because our mind starts running like a horse, you know. The speed is very fast. How do you know when you're having waste thoughts? What is the signal? What is the sign? Waste thoughts? Discomfort? Okay, what happens here? Tension? Okay, what is the speed of thoughts? Waste thoughts? Huh? Fast? Fast. Sign, when you have waste thoughts, the speed will be fast. So check your speed. When your thoughts are running at full speed, waste thought. And then if you sit in, if you're practicing meditation and you see, your thoughts will cease. The purer thoughts, the purer the thought, the less the speed. Have you noticed that? Yes? And even thoughts have different weight. For example, for a second, have this thought, I am a peaceful soul. I am a peaceful soul. You able to do that? Okay. Okay, another thought. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority. Are you able to have that thought? No? Which is easier thought to have? First one? Both? Which is easier, first one or second? First one. First one is a pure thought. Second one is a powerful thought. What Baba says, elevated thought? I am lighthouse. I am might house. World benefactor soul. Most powerful thought is, I am Master Almighty Authority. It won't come. You'll have to push it. But when you bring it in, everything else stops. Everything else will stop. You won't have many thoughts. One thought, that's it. So the thoughts also have weight, power. To change negativity into positivity, we say, instead of saying, I'm peaceless, we are peaceless, I'm impure, I'm hot-tempered, I'm this, I'm that. No, I'm peaceful. I'm a happy soul. I'm a pure soul. I am. We're having impure thoughts. No, I'm a pure soul. That's my original quality. We keep on doing that. Right? But when you have pure thoughts, positive thoughts, you'll get opposition. The more pure thoughts you have, more impure thoughts will come. If I decide I'm going to see you all positively, you know what's going to happen? You all will do something which I don't like. Or if I say I'm going to have positive thoughts for this one, she'll do something that I don't like. But do I hold on to that thought? Either I'll say, this one, or I say, no, it's a good soul, it's a pure soul, I hold on. And it will go on for some time, and then you'll find this person is normal. It's just for that period you saw something different, you know. We are tested. You will be tested. Nothing's for free. Baba tests you, otherwise how will the numbers come? How, if Baba says, who is going to pass with honors? All hands up. Who is going to become Lakshmi Narayan? All hands up. Okay, how will it be decided? Will be tested. And this is where the numbers come. Now, when you have powerful thoughts, there's space in the front, but we'll need chairs. Yeah, yes, this space you can, but you'll need to bring chairs. So, when we have powerful thoughts, the moment you say, I'll be a world benefactor soul, I'm lighthouse, I'm might house, I'm Master Almighty Authority, storms will come. You know what a storm is? When a storm comes, what happens? The air, the sand, everything. You'll be thrown away, hundreds of miles away. No control. But you must have faith, faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in Dharma, and say, no, I'm a powerful soul, I'm a pure soul, I'm lighthouse, mighthouse. You hold on to those thoughts. And ultimately, not in a day, not in weeks, not in 2-3 months, maybe 6 months down the road, you'll say, stop, and everything will stop. That's power in the soul. But it takes time. Yeah? So this is the subject of and then point of light becomes very easy. To visualize everybody as a soul, see myself as a soul, point of light, very easy. But we need to accumulate. Look, we want to be multi-millionaires, but first we have to start earning from little, no? We can't in a day become millionaires. Even if you talk to any business entrepreneur, they start from small. Right? Same here, we start small and grow big. You can come a bit in front so they get space here. So, this is subject of remembrance. And then, or take that big chair on the side, put the plastics in the front so we don't obstruct. Yeah. On the side. No, take the big chairs on the side. Yeah, the plastics put in the middle. Surely they can't. Okay, we'll do a little adjustment. Just tell them to adjust a bit. So, this is subject of remembrance. So every subject has a depth. So when Baba's talking about marks, he's talking about the depth of each subject. You know, when we make effort, there was a time like Surya Bhai and Atam Bhai used to inspire me 30 years back to keep a chart of remembrance. And chart for me was churning. And when I went to States, I was 8 hours remembrance. So skipping a chart every hour, remembering, hit 8 hours. And then I'm thinking, now what? I'm remembering Baba 8 hours, but not become Karmatit yet. You know? So we think we have reached the ultimate. It's not. That's one stage. Now you go to another stage. There's another stage. You know, different levels. So whatever effort we make, make intensely, but something else will come up. Subject of dharana. So subject of dharana is not only when we come to Baba, we start following the principles, at the physical level, celibacy, pure food, daily study, all this. But as we go ahead, we have to go in depth. Celibacy just becomes, all this becomes a way of life for us. It's no longer an issue. Then it comes to purity of the mind, purity of thoughts, purity of words. And then Baba takes us to a level where even a waste thought or negative thought is impurity. Jealousy is impurity. All this becomes impurity. Means Baba makes us more and more refined until we become perfect. So there is depth in this. Dharana. When someone says something, you know, you are right, that you have done nothing wrong, and somebody is shouting at you, correcting you. What does Baba say? Baba says, tolerate. He says, even if he is more, fiery than Ravan, not once, 10 times, you have to tolerate. Not easy, but he says that. He says, if someone insults you, garland him. Not easy, but we have to do that. So there is depth in dharana. Dharana is inculcating in our lives whatever points of knowledge that Baba gives us, whatever Baba teaches us. Of course, our sanskars of causing harm, sorrow and all that will come up because that's what we've been doing for the last 63 lifetimes, for 2,500 years. So those sanskars will come up. Then comes the subject of service. And in service also there are different, you know, using our body, using our mind, using our world, using our time, using our thoughts, everything. So even that has stages. Because physical service we can do through the body, easiest, as long as you're not sickly, you can do that. But then serving through speech, that also counts. And then serving through the mind, that's not that easy. So for that we need to have remembrance. And that's when we can reach that stage. But with that stage, you can serve the whole world. Ultimately, Baba wants us to be world servers, not center servers, not small servers, right? He wants us to be world servers. So that's the stage we gain. But it just doesn't happen in a day. When we start doing physical service, helping around, these blessings from the Brahmin family, this blessing from other souls, all this helps. You get blessings and that gives you lift. Having an honest heart. Honesty is very important. If you're not, because when you're honest with Baba, with instruments, you get a lift. You get his blessings and that's what takes you up. Once in a Murali, Baba says, if you're not honest, you can't have yoga. So, you know, sometimes we feel embarrassed. Oh, I have this sanskar. How do I tell my seniors? It's so... But Baba has already told us that we are completely tamo pradhan. Which day Baba said that you were sato pradhan, you are the best? He says, you were the best. And you have to become the best. But I'm taking you out of dirt, so obviously there'll be dirt. Nobody is holier than thou. The only difference between you and me would be that I've been around for 30 years and you're around for 10, 15, maybe years. The difference would be that I'm a bit more experienced than you are, but otherwise I'm no better. When we fall, we all fall. Baba doesn't say, Lakshmi and Narayan, don't fall, the rest of you fall. Does he ever say that? You all fall. And we all have sanskars. You know, some have some, others have others. We all have it. So we have to work, we have to face it and we have to deal with it. Once I wrote a chart to Baba, and that was like 30 years ago, you know, we used to have officially bhog messages, trans messengers going on Thursdays. I wrote to Baba about all the rubbish, you know, I'm like this, I'm getting all these impure thoughts, this, that. And he sends me one sentence, says, Baba's happy with a honest heart. I said, only that? But later on I realized how much lift he gave me, how much he really picked me up. That I realized much later, just because of that. And I realized how fortunate or how blessed that blessing was. Just that one thing, that Baba's happy with an honest heart. Simple. This is what I am, as I am, what I am. Everybody used to tell us during those days, whatever I am, as I am, I'm yours. That's it. Whatever I am. Well, that's it. This is what I am. So I belong to you. So having an honest heart, being honest with Baba, honest with the instruments, and we should never be scared of even approaching an instrument. They are all experienced. The other thing is, when we leave this world, are we going to recognize each other? Am I going to say, this is the soul of this one, that is the soul of this one? Who recognizes which soul? We all points of lights, flying back. It's here we are all conscious, you know? What will you think about me? What about my position? After 30 years, you know, if I tell you I have this weakness, what attitude will you have? What do I care? I have to take from Baba, you know, whether you think highly of me or not, you know. It's all body consciousness and we don't realize it. Sister told me to introduce, I thought I introduced myself yesterday. Anybody else came in today? Yeah, this, it's supposed to be, other courses are like that, repetition, but this one is an ongoing. Okay, so anyway, I'm stepped in for Sharona because she's not well. So there is a speaker coming in, Dr. Nirmala is coming in. And my name is Perkin, I'm from Kenya, Nairobi, about 37 years in knowledge. And I came here when I was 14 and a half, and so I saw my schooling days, my university days, working life, business life, everything as a Brahmin. And my experience is that the more I focused on spirituality, the other life became easier. The more attention I keep here, that life is easy. If I keep more attention there and less here, life is difficult. That's the essence. Otherwise, life is like a holiday. And I once shared that with the university when I was studying. I thought this like a holiday camp. So when I told them, it's like a holiday camp, isn't it, this? And they all like, what? I mean, is that how you find it? And I realized it's only me, not them. And when I was doing my master's in US, again the same experience, but this time I didn't tell everyone. I thought they'll laugh at me. So I had a friend from Kuwait, he was very close to me. So I told him alone, I said, it's very easy, isn't it? And he said, you find it easy? And I said, okay, we're in a different world, you know. We're in a different world. We work very differently, and our life is very different. When Baba says Jivan Mukti, it starts from here, not in future. Let me ask you, all those who feel that after becoming Babas, your life has become more peaceful, more happy, more lighter, raise your hands. No? Some of you know? If your life's not become easier and simpler, you're not following what Baba's saying. Simple. If you follow what Baba says, life is a song. It becomes easy. We become happier, lighter. Sure. Not passing with honors. 16,000 is not passing with honors. There is a Baba say a rosary of 16,000. And in Baba said in another Sakaramuli, that many become princesses by the end of Silver Age. The beginning of Silver Age, the 16,000 would still be there. Until the end of 16,000, they'll have passed 16,108. That's what Baba is saying. Prince, princesses, that means royal family. No, pass. Pass with honors is 8. Only 8. 100% marks in all.